Andy D, baby. Hey, Andy, brother. Me check your style, baby. Yeah, and then the PZ. We pimo PZ there. My Jimmy tea bread pa. And my pim. And I'm a de cocoa. And the beans. It will rain inside. And I'm matter three mama na fa baby and I'm so I de I toast the account. You see I'm putting me ye free hovin mo pa na nishie hot pa and my gym ice cream keep na maybe me ice cube be ahead e go go so I'm say boys now and who be a show me say and say we munye hu hwe yan e be di no di bi kura I be see you me 5 years we run na 5 days. Yeah, and you be a fake and we are. Would you could be the Ashana in Guasaka? Yeah, and so we say, Bia, Shimidi, the phone in the chair and Casa.
It's FM 103.9.
Is this guy okay?
No, he's serious. I told you the truth.
What's who could be the Ashana?
No, he was a Becau.
All right, guys, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay. AJ, fire away.
Well, our conversation today centered on what Miss Bell, Ghanaian musician, said. She said marriage is modern day slavery and not for her.
Okay, let's hear what she said.
Okay, yeah.
Let's hear what she said.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not that kind of woman. I refuse to be that kind of woman. And I refuse. Chale. A woman's. Now it's a master and a panama pra. My dusty.
No, what's this? Your partner? What's your partner?
Me, because yes, I'm a partner. No, no, only mommy. Your mother is supposed to take care of you. So if only mommy is to be ma, now it means you have to take care of yourself. That's why I mean marriage is not for me. I cannot do marriage. I will never do marriage. Because marriage, in me, I see it as a free slave. Free slavery in disguise. Obi ba wa wu na wenyi na wu akwa kwa fana betun so. Obe washing in yama, wema ne dhyanedi, obe checking on him, obe tone mpa, obe hey, no abanwe yini sok segu, anu afa kwa tu laundry basket mo. Na yes, no emia toothpaste basabi. Hey.
Chasa nuka papa, toothpaste.
Adi ame chok like. And isa minu kasa, me toothpaste ni emia biyo. Me shiye gu, bibi mwa ye presi so a ebi. Because toothpaste ni emia mwana ye biya. Mi mwa bibi yem. I mean, the marriage is not for me. I will not encourage any girl around me say, "Oh, marry," because it's free slavery. If you want to be somebody's slave, it is your choice. But me, I refuse. I'm my own boss. I'm the mother and I'm the father. I'm the everything. I'm the omega and alpha and the omega. There may be anti-min chem ni ame. Me no be trimp now. All right. If you start doing, hey, about trimp now to me, you say, hey, oh, yejai. And I won't tell you say yejai, but yejai.
Okay. Auntie. I'm interested in this issue.
I said that's the reason why I came from Sefriyo.
I don't know if you say Sefriyo also, but... Kwagu, I've been meeting me Sefriyo also. It was this issue that drove me here to work today. Yes.
That's
serious. Yes. Kwagu,
that are for the motion or
Sefriyo. Oh, it says summer at Druho. But...
I'm a dream fan.
Oh, summer, well... It had been all summer until a few days ago, and she started to talk.
Oh,
in the summer, I won't know.
About
3 or 4 days ago, as at yesterday when we were coming, I noticed that on the flight there were quite a number of people in jackets.
The flight from Sefriyo, also,
yes,
wow,
yes.
That's
you.
Great.
Let me add my
so.
Oh, I don't call Sefri that.
Debut.
Innit? I was all called Sefri, innit? Sefri, innit? Yeah, Sefri. Yeah. Miss Bell say, oh, no, our hen is not her thing. Ernest, there's a wild warrior. Yes.
Were you the slave master?
There's a one, no.
Why are you directing?
Now, why? Why? Watch your mommy, Musa. Oba, how are you?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Me will mind. You ever marry? Yeah. Okay, fine.
I won't rule it out.
Ukra unya.
Ah!
Unya mpo. Umenya so wa wae.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm just saying I won't rule it out. Say, me worry. No, I will never say never.
She.
but I bought a fine number, so I mean, you good.
AJ.
Yes, I will again.
You marry again?
Yeah, I will.
Why?
Why? Lessons learned. I think it's a beautiful institution. And I think we didn't learn a lot before we got into it. But when you come out of it and you're able to learn from your mistakes and stuff, and there's an opportunity and you get a second chance, you do the best that you can. And you do better than you did before. I will.
What is that one thing you will never ever do again, in case you marry? Yes.
It blames you.
Blames you.
What's
on top of the list?
Can you go to shed and come back? I'm thinking about the one on top of the list.
But it means you've not done any list yet.
But I have. But I'll tell you the things I'll do. Like, you know, I like cooking, cleaning, and stuff like that. Those ones, it will be a part. And that one there, because even in my own space, my children, some of them are like, "Mommy, I can't breathe. What is all this?" One minute, he said, I like to keep my space, you know, in a particular way. So that one there, may. But say, I said, Mimisika, na unye juma, na Mimisika, say, never embassy.
Never.
Embassy. Okay. But if he's got money. And
so only be our own support it.
It depends on the situation, the stipulation.
Wow.
There's different types of
You understand support. Me. You see, there are different... I believe in the tradition.
Mr. AJ, Doku.
Which one are you... Who are you calling
Mr.
my father?
Mr. AJ, Doku.
Are you calling my father?
Your father, say. No. Because I am Mr. and Mrs. Who in your case is going to be Mr. and Mrs. AJ Doku. He's going to marry the guy.
I'm not going to marry him. I'm not. But there's some things. I want, you know, a provider. Somebody who is a provider. And I'm the kind of person... Me will be you know me. This is nice. I'll buy it for you constantly.
I thought you said Jesus is our provider. So why are you looking for a man who is a provider?
But when I tell you,
it's in the Bible. Christian said.
I said that me Ajelo. Wait, the Bible says me Ajelo do should do doku. I sat and I told you that Jesus is a provider.
Ajelo do should do. No, that's what I heard. AJ Oshado.
I also, when I told you, Uncle Shed.
AJ, take your time and mention the name.
My name, me.
Ajele Oshado.
That's not what she said, Andy. You're not taller than
Kim. I am.
No, he is.
Well, he's very short. Yeah, he's not very short.
That's why he's a little pushing.
You know what?
It's okay. No, please don't change the
say your name. Is it AJ or
no, it's not AJ. It's Na Ajele Odua. Odua. Odua.
Odua. No, the way he said Odua. Okay.
Odua. Oshedu.
So you were quick in saying I have a problem with people when you can just sit on radio and say some things with English and can say it in chi.
Like what?
Like schwa. It's what
No, you see, the cheese sounds too like.
Too what?
It doesn't sound anything.
What does it sound?
It's the intention behind it.
How can you sit on radio and say.
Apparently, it's supposed to. It's vulgar.
What makes it vulgar?
I don't know, but it's.
Then don't say the English word. You can sit on radio and talk about testicles.
But testicles is more a.
Scrotum.
Yes. You can just sit on air and say it, bam. But you can't say it in key.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Do you say shwa on this thing? Adam?
No.
Adam?
Because it's not foul.
Yeah, communication. Like, you know, communicating.
Okay so, per policy, company policy, you are not allowed to.
Exactly.
Because it's vulgar.
Yeah.
Same way you can't say testicles.
Or scrutiny.
Sorry, I said it. But you can say, okay, I've said it. You can't mention, but again, is it a part of the human anatomy?
Yes.
Is that not part of the human part, body? Yes.
But Andy, you can't
stops you from saying it.
No, Chidiana is too heavy.
But you can say it in English.
Well,
oh my God!
Even in like English, cry.
I cry sometimes. But because it says in words in English that you can't say on radio.
Exactly.
Like you can't say the N-word.
People sit on radio and
you
say.
You can't say the F word.
People sit on radio and say outrageous things.
Like what?
Oh, I mean crazy things I can't mention. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm too nice for that.
You are?
Oh, am I not?
You're so sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see the reason that mm-hmm. certain things are even allowed on radio. And look, the Media Commission. And all of them, they just stand aloof and watch all of these things go on. And I ask my, especially when you listen to the local
stations.
Oh my God, certain things they say, even in their news.
Yeah.
News.
Mm-hmm. They embellish their.
Yeah. I mean, forget but the embellishment. Embellishments are good some way, somehow. Look, it's a numbers game.
Right.
So you sit on radio, you need to say, mm-hmm. I mean, sensationalism. These are the kind of things that sell now. So you can sit on radio and say all this stuff. But I'm thinking that certain words that are said, especially with your argument that, oh, the English, yeah, you can say, she not there, so. Her.
Andy, let me tell you this. You know that when, okay, normally we use our tradition.
Shalanto, why are you looking at me like that?
Normally.
Shed has a lot
no,
of
no,
things.
No,
like you admire me, man. Like,
you know
wait a minute.
You.
I thought, no, for a minute, I was asking myself.
You're scared. Like, what's wrong with him? Is he on the other side? Is he on the other side? Are you saying?
Shed.
Okay.
The way you are wearing your cap. And I'm looking at your forehead and Tinibi Abesan.
The way he's looking
at me.
Please, should we call Sam George or Moses?
Yes, Ramani? I don't know. Moses Ramani.
Yeah.
That, why? Is he against or for?
No, he is one of the
against.
You know, advocates.
Advocate against.
Against?
Yeah, he's one of the people pushing for the law.
Ah, I thought against the law. I'm just asking.
No.
Okay. I mean, Moses is my G. I love Moses.
We've had lots of interviews with him.
Moses is a nice guy.
Yeah. So back to what I was saying. What I was saying is, they'll tell you traditionally is not allowed, but if you've been to the chief's palace before, and when they are speaking, you have to mention every word explicitly.
Especially when you go to the court.
When you go to their court. Ofau
sesen. Ben.
Ofrome. Ofrome sesen. You have to say it.
Explicitly.
At the
court. Yes. You can't. Ena odene bema.
The things can't be in my head.
Nebema sesen.
Hey!
Of course, they say it plainly.
But you see, when we want something to defend why we shouldn't say it openly or explicitly on air, we use tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Yet when you go to where the tradition,
really
the custodians
works.
Of the tradition, they want you to say it as it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So we don't know whether it's hypocrisy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because we hide it. We hide behind tradition to prevent people from using the word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you go to where the tradition is preserved, they want you to say it as it is. So where do we stand as a people?
Wow.
I think we need to clarify those things. Mm. But let's go back to our conversation on this. Like I said, finding a man who is a provider is sweet. But then if there's a provider, we have money.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, am I lying? So me, if I have me, I'll spend it on you. Too goodness, so us is too good me. So yeah.
Yeah, it has to be
but
respected.
I say, use my money to take care. It's not do that. It's not do that.
Okay, fine. Chef, you...
it's not do that.
You are still married.
Yeah. And I would love to even remarry my wife.
That it means she's a nice woman.
Side note, Wednesday is her birthday, so he's trying to say everything nice so that
wait, is it her birthday today?
On Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
Yeah. So since last week he's been saying nice things to her so he could, you know, be her good books.
My friend, I don't want to mention his name. He, till now,
mm-hmm.
at some point, he has to beg to sleep with his wife.
Wow. Mm.
Not beg, but, oh, you beautiful guys, and then, madam, I'm in fire.
Oh.
That bad?
You see the reason?
Not bad, but
well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Back to Miss Bell's story. She's saying marriage is not for her. And that she's not ready for that companionship. Where socks go away, your best friend and I was sending my in the bear's head. What? Ennis, let me start with you. What are your thoughts on this? Should I call charade?
Open myself.
Oh, no, 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 speak your truth. And I'm sure I say, okay, my okay.
My fans are here. My fans are here. I know what experience, you know.
First of all, retract the word offer because
you
can't offer me in that
one. Boss!
I'm zoning you.
You want to. You want to pin me somewhere. You want to pin me somewhere, but yeah, if you pin me, I'll still unpin.
Grandpa.
Yeah, I just got.
I love you.
Andy. But maybe I'm going to be NSD free, man.
So if you pin, we will unpin.
You unpin.
Yeah, if you plug, we will unplug. You see, Andy, that is. You see, we all have our individual lives. We all want the way, we all have the way we want our things to be. So that is her. That is her
opinion.
View about marriage and relationship. So she doesn't want to commit but still enjoy companionship. But there is a certain level, there is a threshold to which her commitment is measured, and she doesn't want to go the extra mile. Because we've been saying it here, the moment you decide to go and marry, which means you are shedding part of your freedom, part of, you know, certain things, so that it's like having a bowl filled halfway, and you are coming to add up to get to the brim. You are full already. You don't feel a gallon which is already full. So you have to shed part of your values and everything, your tolerance level and everything, because another person raised by a different person is coming into your life. There should be measure, there should be understanding.
Underline that part for me. Another person raised by someone.
Yes. From a different family, different background, different genetics, and all these things. And you people are coming to form a unit. That is one team. And with that unit, there should be that level of understanding. That is where the problem is. Where do we draw the thin line? She made mention of toothpaste. Look, when you get to the divorce and marriage court, you'll be surprised the kind of things that lead to divorces. You'll be surprised even how to mear the paste is a problem.
Even so,
somebody like Ms. Bell. It's one of the things that she feels gnaws on her liver. And you can't fault her. No. Because we all have things that turns us down. Like me. I hate it.
Oh, my man. And I will snores and a hold.
You see? So that is the reason that she does not see herself entering into a full-time relationship with full or total commitment. So that is her truth. Whichever way, I'll tell you, Andy, marriage is one of the most beautiful institutions you can get in the world. That is if you meet the right person.
Thank you. I like that. If you meet the right person.
Look, marriage is so beautiful. So enjoyable. If things go on well, the way you planned, all things being equal, knowing that you have somebody who would always check on you, somebody you can gist with, and you are rest assured that the Chatham rule works.
A day rule.
Chatham rule. What goes on here stays here.
Okay.
No tech.
Get away, Pepe. What goes on here
stays here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, not a partner that you talk to and the next day the friend will be discussing the same topic with you. Because your partner cannot keep secret. You talk about your private life, your future projections and all these things, and your partner will be asking you, you know, it's so irritating. But if you get somebody, all in all, who understands you, knows your weakness and your strength, somebody who will tell you, I can see you are tired, but you still need to go to work, it shall be well. Give you that strength, encourage you to that level is good. Somebody who knows that, okay, my husband always wants his phone placed at the right side of the bed. I don't have to bring it to the left side because he may be searching for it. Somebody who didn't stress you up is so beautiful. But if it becomes the opposite, it's like being in hell.
Okay, thank you very much. Stay right there. You see, the very moment you mentioned the opposite, I was just waiting for you to get to the opposite.
Yeah.
Reason is, some men are also intolerant.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true.
If it gets to the opposite, nah, you're dang.
No.
Hold.
I'm not talking about...
Let me correct this.
That is what I want you to understand. Okay. I was not talking based on gender.
Okay, so the other side.
Uh-huh.
And your money beyond moms, you're intolerant.
Okay. Now we can go.
Why is it that they be amid to right? And you're not about to left.
Andy.
Don't you consider?
Look. Not being too authoritative, but you see, there are things that.
Unless something pretty as any partner, we will be able to say,
well,
maybe or some madam, the two right or the other, maybe the two left, Nizan will be for my man.
Maybe you know something. If you do something that I expect, okay, this is the way I want it, and I see that you are used to this side, I'll let you know. If I realize that you still doing that way, which means why I'm an akao, when I come and see it here, I'll pick it and place it there. Anybody who is observant with time will begin to know that, oh, okay, oh, it was here. Now he's brought it here. We'll begin to at least follow because you are walking your talk. You are leading the way. But sometimes, you know, we, as you said, we get intolerant. And some people are very autocratic. That is where I side with Ms. Bell. The wife will close from work late. He will close early. Get to the house. Will be watching football. Wouldn't assist the kids to even do their homework. Or maybe stay outside with friends, chilling, expecting the woman to come to cook, bathe the kids, watch them do their homework, and do everything, babysit him for him to eat, clear the dishes, go and you know, everything. Clean the dishes and everything. And by the time you realize it's about getting to 11, 12. The woman will go to work the following morning. Don't forget, the woman too, if she's a career woman, has KPIs to catch up with. And when the woman, after all the fatigue, wants to sleep, who will come
some.
And say,
I want one.
You want to do some.
Give me single one.
You're mad.
You know, if you if you do that, you may force your partner to be wicked.
No force.
In this case, do you agree or not with Miss Bell?
I don't agree with her, but I feel that that is her world.
Okay.
Andy, now, can I say something?
Yeah.
I feel like her experiences have made her draw that conclusion. I feel like everybody at some point, every woman at some point in their lives growing up, we all played dress up, we all played I wanted to get married. We all play that game. Mm-hmm. But you know, as you grow up, certain expectations you have as a young girl, you get disappointed because you meet guy A, the way you expected it to go lovey-dovey and they are watching the Beauty and the Beast and it no go like that. You adjust it. You meet B, then it messes you up. So there's a, like, you know, there's, life is shaping you up into a person that you don't want to be. So I think that her experiences and maybe some of the things she had to deal with in past relationships have caused her to take that kind of stand, because people talk from the things that have hurt them along the way. So I don't really blame her much. And there are certain places that you go to that not bem and we need jin home. But their family itself will be doing tradition. And before you know it, they're going to hold you at your neck and you can't take it anymore with anything. And probably that guy too respects his family too much if he's afraid to put his foot down. And then the woman gets tired and ends up in a situation like that.
Okay. Please, let's hear you.
Okay. So I would say I agree and disagree with her in the sense that I feel like the way people are also brought up, I mean, affects the way they behave when they are married. Because when you're married, it doesn't mean everything should be done by the woman. There was this woman, let me just tell you like a short story. There was this woman, she was a hairdresser, like she makes hairs, nails and everything. She got married. The man gave her a shop in front of the house. She has to take care of the kids. The man drives. He's a big man in his company. He will not drop the kids off. The woman will wake up early, take care of the kids, take them to school, give them food. She has to cook for them. Come back and come and manage her shop. After that, she has to cook for the husband, clean the house. When he's back from work, instead of him going to even serve himself, the woman has to stop working, come and serve him, serve the kids. She will wash, she will clean. She fainted at a point, went to the hospital, and the doctor told her she was too stressed out. So she had to rest. I don't understand why when people are married, they feel like, oh, it's the woman that has to do everything. She has to clean. It's the woman's job to clean, to wash. And even with the housewives, it's even bad because they feel like you're just home. You're not doing anything. So you're not tired. So why are you complaining? But then it's a partnership something. So I understand that when she says it's like slavery, because they've made it look like that. That when you're married, as a woman, so you have to act a certain way. You have to do things a certain way. And she made a comment saying that when you are in a relationship with her and you start doing a married woman, they have to do this, she's going to break up. Because why are you subjecting somebody to a certain, I mean, idea or what society thinks of how a married woman should behave like? So I feel like I agree with her, because marriage shouldn't be something where one person has to suffer. You both are working, so you have to come in at some point. Maybe she's cleaning, you can just serve the kids. Maybe she's doing this, you can just support her. But then if it becomes one way and one person is suffering for whatever, it becomes too disturbing. So I understand it, but when she says your mommy has to take care of you, it's for partnership. So as Ernest said, like, if you get somebody that understands you, compliments you, meets you halfway, I feel like, I mean, it's going to be easy and fun. I'm not married, so I can't really like say much about it, but I feel like, I mean, you guys can support each other and it will be, I mean, you'll be fine.
I like that. Mm-hmm. But with what you're saying,
some men, hard?
Some men can be unreasonable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was very unreasonable. He won't even drop the kids at school. No. The woman has to do everything herself. Why? It's bad. So when we, the young ones, when we see something like this, you're like, "Hey, I mean, can I do this?" You know, you get scared and you're like, "Hey, can I do all these chores?" Yeah. Because it's hard. We grew up seeing our mothers clean, wash, go to the markets, go and shop, come and cook like 3 soups, stews, clean the house, take us to school. You know.
You know, there are some women who are still doing that.
Exactly, right? And it's stressful. It's very, very stressful.
This is like just last week, last weekend. Mm-hmm. A friend brought us food. She said, "Oh, Charlie, So he just asked. We went to a program, and on the way he asked that Chalena Mobile. He called on the video. He called his wife.
Right.
And then the woman asked us that Namuba Mwanya Gana de Anya did. Say, yo, eh, you could be a Hana, then no, no, my brain with Diani or some would dim me, Mediani. Right? There's a woman that cooks at home. She. The guy, despite all the things she's doing, just cleaning, washing, then. So what the guy does is that he supports her, at least he meets her halfway.
Right.
They live about 2 or 3, in fact, they live outside London.
Okay.
And this guy would drive, this guy would drive to London almost every day. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because the woman cooks, then she brings the food to some of the people or his or their friend who may have ordered. So he brings them.
Wow.
Yes.
That's nice.
That's the
so
kind.
She cooks to, like, she's a caterer kind of
Yes, thing. Yes, yes.
And he does the deliveries for her.
But, I can't be asking, oh, Nadia and Tino Tifiye. That one there is none of my business.
Yeah.
So, the guy brought us food. So, that was why I got to know that, oh, okay, so this is what she does. So, challenge to be on more noir. Now, me ma drive the Abba London.
Wow, shit.
Now, Miss Media, because Charlie, listen to his words. Because Charlie, Obre.
You see, this is a reasonable person.
Yes.
A very reasonable person. Because it's stressful. Yeah. They'll go through all this, and in the evening, you also want to come and do your things. And when she says no, you find reasons why you want to go out and go and cheat. It's not fair.
Hey, Fanadi Adri.
Oh, I am. Let's say I'm not fair. It's
possible. Coming before the talkative. Okay, let's hear from the talkative. Passionate talkative.
I want to hear his opinion.
Before.
Because me, I support Miss Bell hands down.
Okay. Honestly, I support
this. She will support.
That's why I came.
But then. Wait.
Is that as I came?
Interestingly.
When I saw her, I knew I should
get her. Oh. Interesting.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.